broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 9th. In the year of our Lord, 2017, this is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and we're convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great ways of restoration. We reject revolution. Go study history. They don't turn out very well. But a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is our duty. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend. A quick recap of Friday's show ought to be in order. We talked about a pistol-packing granny. Her name is Rebbe Roberson. And she turned the tables on an armed intruder. CNN even gets the story this time. You know, the mainstream press usually doesn't mention these stories. They don't talk about them when somebody defends themselves with a gun. But this guy snuck into Rebbe's house, held a gun on her, right to her face. She just politely reached over to the table there near her, grabbed her gun, pointed it straight at him. He freaked. He ran. I'm just calling it a rape me not. Great job, Granny. We need more of that. And the mainstream press knows the facts. Now that we got a Republican in the White House, Republicans everywhere who believe in the right to keep and bear arms, the mainstream press is being forced to tell the tale of truth. New media taking center stage is also forcing that narrative. But they would have never, ever mentioned stories like this. Now they literally have to. Their gatekeeping days are over. All right, we also talked about Texas denying cars to people who owe child support and their child support are in arrears. LibertyNewsDaily.com with that piece. We talked about the FBI doesn't even fully believe the official story of 9/11. Liberty News Daily with that piece as well. The report, by the way, was heavily censored, they say, for reasons of national security. Believe it or not, the details contradicting the narrative of the mainstream press and your government story on 9/11, well, they're classified until December 31st, 2037. So 20 more years it'll be classified. Why, folks? It's already been well over a decade. They're afraid of the truth, aren't they? They're afraid the real story on 9/11 will get out, aren't they? Oops, the White House got caught fudging the numbers on new manufacturing jobs. Yeah, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest admitted to Fox News' Kevin Cork that they say he overshot the mark. Is that a nice way to say you lied? Just wondering. ADP also in the mix reporting fewer job gains than expected. By the way, good news, though. The new owner of Craftsman, you know, Craftsman, the tool company, or Sears, you know, Craftsman brand tools. New owner of Craftsman bringing jobs back to the United States. That's good news. We also talked about Pennsylvania rep. What's this guy's name? Lou Barletta. He introduced a bill to defund sanctuary cities. Wow, good for him. Kerry Pickett writes the piece. Anyway, that's good news. Hopefully we can defund illegal activity in America, huh? Barack Hussein finally calls the Chicago torture case a despicable hate crime. I agree that it's despicable. When they use that hate crime thing and it triggers extra legalities, I disagree with it. I don't believe you ought to be the thought police or the intent of someone's heart police. When someone commits a heinous crime, it's always a hate crime. There should be no special designation. A crime is a crime, and there's already laws on the books for those crimes. I'm not dismissing the crime. What I'm saying is that, you know what? Pretty soon it'll be a hate crime to believe in Jesus Christ. See what I'm talking about? Congress has set the defund Planned Parenthood. in an aggressive legislative push. I pray that's true. Pray with my heart. We need a pro-life stance in America. If government's not pro-life, what's the purpose of government, huh? That was our One Liberty Roundtable Live, Hour 2. Alabama court, quote, the unborn are human beings. Again, libertynewsdaily.com, bringing forth an incredible reality that the mainstream press just simply is missing in action regarding. Trump could use prison labor to build border wall, writes Philip Stuckey, dailycaller.com. Believe it or not, Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, by the way, our good friend, offered to allow President-elect Donald Trump to use prisoners from Massachusetts to build the border wall. Man, is that spot on. That's kind of something Joe Arpaio would do too, isn't it? Trump campaigned heavily, by the way, on a strong immigration policy that centers around keeping people from entering the country. By the way, let me say this loud and clear. Illegally. This is an illegal discussion, not a racial debate, folks. When you're here illegally, you ought not be here illegally. Got it? Good. Close the border. Work on ways to bring in good, honest people. Work on ways to protect refugees. And work on ways to reject criminals and terrorists. Yahoo, by the way, accidentally reported that Trump, wow, they say wants a N-word Navy. Black Twitter hilariously pounces. So Yahoo made the mistake. They used the N-word instead of the reality word. It wasn't the N-word at all, folks. Wow. Dairy Queen franchisee proudly admits calling black woman racial slur. He says her order was confusing. Raw story with that piece. By the way, we reject the racial slur. What a tragedy. Come on, people. All people are God's children. Treat them with respect. That doesn't mean that you can't stand for your own heritage. If you're white, you should stand for European ancestry and your heritage. If you're black, you should do the same. What's wrong with that? Doesn't mean you hate anybody else. This Ann Coulter tweet sure looks like a shout out to white supremacists. Believe it or not, she tweeted the number 14. Stands for virtue in the Bible. But no, they claim that racists have taken over that number and it means all kinds of things like hail to white people or something. Just crazy. By the way, Ann Coulter was asked about it. She said, I was counting down the days till Barack's out of office. Well, I guess because Barack's black, that's racial too, isn't it? Well, that's what they'd like you to believe. If you ask me or Ann Coulter or anybody else with common sense, that's a lie. All right, welcome to the broadcast. That's a recap of the award-winning broadcast that was on Friday. Still available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, absolutely free. Also, archived at libertyroundtable.com for your listening pleasure. If you're going on a long trip, you might want to catch up on a bunch of the Liberty Roundtable live broadcast feeds, all right? By the way, award-winning talk radio around the clock with award-winning hosts, libertynewsradio.com. And then if you want one of the best news services on the internet, libertynewsdaily.com. And any penny you put in would be grateful for your financial support for sure. All we'll do is use that sacred money you give us to help grow the Widow's Mite Radio Network. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully we bring you news the networks refuse to use every time. By the way, we will be live broadcasting the Donald Trump inauguration. Kirk Crosby and I will be traveling. We'll be there live. We'll take care of all that. Cover it as best we can from Radio Row live in Washington, D.C. And then the day after that, January 21st, we'll be conducting the Constitutional and Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org event, training the trainers. And by the way, we're out of seats, but we might squeeze in a person or two if you've just got to attend. CSPOA.org, T3, to learn more. That's CSPOA.org/T, like training, at the number 3. CSPOA.org/T3. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. 801-669-2211. Without further ado, Kurt Crosby, hope you had a delightful weekend, and welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And after the Christmas holidays and a happy new year to our good friend, Campaign for Liberty man, Lowell Nelson. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Sam and Kurt. Good to be back.
Thank you so much. You had a good break, I trust.
Oh, it was an awesome break. 3 weeks away from the normal humdrum of life, rest and relaxation, recharge, rejuvenation. I feel like I'm ready to go.
Phenomenal. We're going to get back. We're going to talk about what happened right when the congressional session opened for 2017. Some phenomenal moves already made. Details in seconds on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, last Tuesday was January 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2017, and they kicked off the congressional session with a bang, Lowell Nelson.
Yes, they did. Sam, Representative Thomas Massie, introduced H.R. 24, the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2017, commonly known as Audit the Fed. And on that day, there were 58 co-sponsors of the bill, 57 Republicans, one Democrat. Three of the four Utah representatives, that's Bishop Chaffetz and Love, are co-sponsors on this bill. Chris Stewart is the only Utah representative who is not a co-sponsor yet. So,
now, let me stop you there for a second. Hasn't Chris sponsored it in the past, though?
Yes, Chris has sponsored it in the past. I don't expect he has an objection to it. So when you call,
the reason I bring this up is sometimes, folks, it just gets to where, you know, they don't have time to reach out to everybody, but they want to get in at least in the mix. And so they might have got it in the mix, and he might jump on very soon, especially with your calls. He's been for it before. There's no reason he'd be against it now. So I don't believe that this is a holdout in any way. It just might be that they haven't had a chance to get with him on it.
And it might be the case that those who really wanted to be on it contacted Thomas Massey beforehand, like sometime last year, and said, put me on the list. And, you know, maybe Chris didn't do that, or maybe he tried and the staffer failed to note his interest or something. I mean, there's a lot of explanations for why he's not on the list yet, but nevertheless, it's good to know who's there and who isn't. I would suspect that if 2 weeks from now he's not on there, then we ought to give him a call and invite him to join the list. I mean, it's a winning list. It passed. This bill has passed the U.S. House. In the past two or three Congresses. So it's not like they're going to be against it this year. I fully expect them to pass it in the House this year and take it to a vote in the Senate this year and pass it this year. Last year, as you may remember, if you're a consistent listener of this show, you'll know that it got to a procedural vote in the Senate, and a majority of the senators, I think it's 53-44, voted to vote on it, meaning they tried to achieve cloture on the bill, and it required 60 in order to get cloture. They didn't get 60, but they got 53-54. So,
hold on just a second, Lowell. Hello, this is Sam Bushman calling for Chris Stewart. I live in Utah. I'm a nationally syndicated radio talk show host with Liberty Roundtable Live. And I want to just leave a quick message. Hopefully you guys will be in a little later today. To please ask Chris to support H.R. 24. That's the audit the Fed bill. And if you could please have him look into that and jump on that as a co-sponsor. The other Utah legislators have done so already. And that's Thomas Massey's bill to audit the Fed. H.R. 24. I am in support of this bill, and so are many, many, many of my listeners, and we pray that you will support this as soon as possible. We know you've been on it before, so hopefully we can get that done immediately. We sure appreciate it. If you have any questions for me or you'd like to join us on the radio, you can give me a ring. All right, just wanted you guys to hear me to leave that message there. I called the office of Chris Stewart. And I didn't put the voicemail on the air because there's no point. But anyway, I've already done my duty, folks, and you've heard my message. So there you go, Lowell.
Excellent, Sam. It's good to hear you leave that message. An excellent model of how to make a call to a congressman's office and leave a message. I'll just highlight the important points. Number one, you identified yourself, and that way he knows you're a constituent who lives here in Utah and in his district. You indicated the bill, the name and or the number you wished him to support. You were very clear about asking him either to support it or to oppose it. And then you left a number or a means by which he or his staff could contact you if they had any questions or a follow-up action.
And I even offered him to come on the radio at my expense.
That's true. Well done, Sam. Well done.
All right. So, number one, Thomas Massey, H.R. 24, the second the congressional session kicked off. Literally, they put in H.R. 24 to audit the Fed, and they had a pretty good chunk of people jump on. I'm a little surprised they didn't have quite a few more, though, knowing that this has been in the hopper for several years or several congressional sessions, and also knowing how many people have been on it before. I mean, we've literally had a couple of hundred in the past, so hopefully with Donald Trump and several Republican leaders standing up in support of this now, hopefully they'll get cranked up to the 218 way faster, right?
That's right. And sometimes they prefer to build momentum, and so they'll often ask the next bunch of co-sponsors like 2 weeks preceding the vote, and then a final bunch of co-sponsors the 1 week preceding the vote, and then that becomes a news story in effect, whereas, you know, it's gaining interest, it's building momentum up to the vote, and it helps the passage of the bill. Now, in the Senate, it's going to be a little more tough sledding, I suppose, a little easier sledding, hopefully, than it has been in the past. Senator Rand...
Yeah, let's be clear, though. It's going to be tougher than the House of Representatives, which we've seen in the past as well, but easier than previous sessions is the point.
That's right. Well put. Senator Rand Paul, along with 9 co-sponsors, introduced Senate Bill 16, which is, again, the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2017. Utah Senator Mike Lee is a co-sponsor of the bill. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch is not. And I don't think he was last year either, although one of the very first years it was the bill was up, he was a co-sponsor.
So the whole point, though, is, you know what, we don't know for sure, but there's a very good chance he'll jump aboard on this one. Whether you like or dislike Hatch, give him a chance on this one is the point, folks.
Very well put. This year, we fully expect Congress to pass the bill from both houses and send it to President Trump, President-elect Trump right now. But he has said in the past that he would sign an audit the Fed bill if it reaches his desk. And so I think he's been really quite encouraging. He wants the Fed to be transparent. He wants them to be audited. And let's get the bill on his desk, let him sign it, and then let's get this thing audited.
You know, everybody, by the way, everybody should want transparency. This is not a political thing. This is not a partisan thing. This is an American thing where we say, look, we've got to have accountability in government if we ever want to reduce the size, scope, and spending of government. It starts with this audit.
Right. See, there are four areas that the Federal Reserve cannot be audited. They're prohibited by law, or the GAO is prohibited by law from auditing 4 areas of the Federal Reserve. Number 1, transactions for or with a foreign central bank or a government of a foreign country. No private international financing organization, right? And so these big deals where they send trillions of dollars to foreign central banks, those cannot be audited. So we simply don't know on that. Number 2, monetary policy matters, such as discount window operations, we cannot know about right now. Number 3, transactions made under the direction of the Federal Open Market Committee. And number 4, any discussion or communication among the members of the Board of Directors of the Federal Reserve regarding numbers 1, 2, and 3 are not subject to disclosure.
And no, since the Federal Reserve is a private consortium of banking cartel, if you will, we really need to rein this thing in. The Constitution clearly says Congress needs to be at the helm of this, not some third party, so-called, you know, quasi-government / private / hybrid entity that doesn't have any accountability. That's the real issue.
Exactly right. And those policies that they make in secret have an open and detrimental effect on us, the American people. Quoting Ron Paul, he said, for 105 years, the Federal Reserve, and so he's basically from 1913 until now, the present, the Federal Reserve has exercised almost absolute and unquestioned authority over America's monetary policy. The result has been a boom and bust business cycle, growth in government, increasing income inequality, and a loss of over 95% of the dollar's purchasing power. No wonder almost 80% of Americans support auditing the Fed.
And ladies and gentlemen, if we absolutely politely get together our political will, we shall have success. Support H.R. 24 and S, or Senate Bill 16, and encourage everyone around you to do the same, including your representatives, would you please. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, back in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
According to the New York Times, federal law enforcement officials were aware of accused mass murderer Esteban Santiago prior to his rampage at the Fort Lauderdale airport on January 6th, and had been investigating whether he was mentally disturbed and heard voices in his head telling him to commit acts of violence. An individual identified by the Times as a senior law enforcement official said that Santiago, a 26-year-old Iraq combat veteran, walked into the FBI office in Anchorage in November and made disturbing remarks that prompted officials to urge him to seek mental health care. Appearing agitated and incoherent, the recently discharged soldier told FBI officials that his mind was being controlled by a U.S. intelligence agency. Other officials said it was too early to tell whether Mr. Santiago, who was captured in the airport, had been inspired by terrorist groups, including the Islamic State. Relatives of Santiago have reported that he was receiving psychological treatment prior to the November incident, in which he reached out to the FBI's field office. How is it possible that the federal government knows about his condition? They hospitalize him for only 4 days, and then they give him his weapon back, asked his incredulous brother, Brian Santiago. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, breaking it down just for you. So the congressional session for 2017 kicked off last Tuesday, January the 3rd, and man, they came out, in my humble opinion, swinging. Good for them for doing so. S-24, that's the... let me start over. Wow, H.R. 24, that's the House bill to audit the Fed. H.R. 24, get your congressman aboard immediately and absolutely come out every way supporting of this bill. Audit the Fed, got to get it done. H.R. 24. S, or Senate Bill 16, is in the Senate, and we got to get Orrin Hatch to be on board. We've already got 10 senators and growing by the day. We've got a lot of work to do, folks. Let's get at it early on this one. Politely call your congressmen and senators ASAP on this. But they've also been tearing it up, and they've already passed. We thought this legislative session that would be lame duck would be absolutely hostile, and in many ways it has been. But in many ways, there's been some great news, too. They've done some pretty good work, surprisingly, Lowell.
That's right, Sam. The executive, President Obama, is doing some pretty bad lame duck stuff, that's for sure. But the Congress that just began in January, not so bad. And one of the good things they did, Sam, was they approved the REINS Act. And that REINS is spelled R-E-I-N-S, as in like the reins of a horse on a bridle, the reins on a bridle by which you guide the horse. And that stands for regulations from the executive in need of scrutiny. That's kind of fun, you know. They go to great lengths, you know, these lawmakers, to make their bill titles interesting and the acronyms about the bill titles to be interesting and relevant. So this is the REINS Act. Regulations, basically, it's pushback on what President Obama and many of his predecessors have done, as the executive has arrogated more and more power to himself and to his branch of government. This is Congress trying to push back and saying, hey, we don't think that you have the authority to do what you're doing. And so any regulatory bureau or a regulatory agency that makes a ruling or a decision or a policy decision that's going to cost American citizens more than $100 million in economic impact, that, you know, basically any big decision by regulatory agency is going to be subject to the congressional veto if this act passes the also passes the Senate and is signed by the president. And that's a very interesting thing because it's as you know, Sam, the first line in the first section of the Constitution of the United States says that all legislative power that's granted herein is vested in the legislative branch, right? And so the states did not grant to the central government they created, they didn't grant to the executive branch or to the judicial branch any rulemaking power. They said all legislative authority is vested in a Congress, right? And so this is actually a step back toward the hope of the founders that all rulemaking would occur only in the Congress as it relates to the central government. So I view this as a great thing. It passed the House 237 to 187, and it'll go to the Senate, where we're going to need help in getting it passed there, because you know that the big government enthusiasts are going to be out to kill this bill. But the good news, Sam, is that, you know, there are a bunch of Democrats who typically would vote against something like this, but because they're so concerned about Trump acting like a dictator, they will probably vote for this bill when it reaches the Senate because they want to trim his tail feathers, so to speak. And so it might end up passing the Senate and go to the president's desk.
But that's okay, because this is all about deregulation, all about simplifying the limited role of government, and all about, in my opinion, spending less. One of the big complaints all the mainstream press folks had about Donald is, how are you going to pay for everything that you want to do? How are you going to lower taxes? How are you going to, you know, roll out these plans that you have, Donald? They're not sustainable and they're not affordable. And I've always reminded the mainstream press, you're ignorant, you're clueless. If you decrease the size and scope of government, in other words, spend less, it will work out. You just got to spend enough less to get the job done, Lowell.
That's right, Sam. Former Congressman Ron Paul is the one who authored the RAINS Act several Congresses ago, and he's delighted to see it move forward. I was surprised to learn this, Sam, but federal regulations, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, federal regulations cost the American economy over $2 trillion per year.
Say that again, because that number is staggering, sir.
That's trillion with a T, $2 trillion a year. So that's like...
And that's the most important thing. $2 trillion sounds like a lot, but when you say per year, it changes that game big time. In other words, just since Barack has been president, 8 years times $2 trillion, we're talking about $16 trillion, folks.
This is money that comes out of your pocket every bit as much as if it were taxed away by the IRS or inflated away by the Federal Reserve. This is money that could have been used to create new businesses and jobs, to build new infrastructure, for private business investment opportunities. These regulations and also enable federal bureaucrats to impose their vision on America without seeking the approval of our elected representatives. So this $2 trillion per year, think about it, a single trillion is $1,000 billion, right? And so a trillion is a huge number. It sounds small, but it is way big. And so, this is an important fight. Another interesting fact, tidbit here, since 2009, the Obama EPA has issued more than 33,000 pages of regulations at an estimated annual compliance cost of $50 billion. That's $50 billion. And Congress has been, the Washington Examiner said that Congress has been powerless to stop them. Well, that's not
true. That's
a
lie. They could impeach him for his belligerence and for his attempt to legislate, if you will, completely out of the scope of the Oval Office responsibilities. They could absolutely impeach him, but they could also just simply shut off the money. They could just turn off the spigot. They control the purse strings in the House. They could get that done in about 2 seconds if they had any gumption and if they'd get together and get something done. Now they've got I'm telling you right now, the Republicans have so much control now, they better own it, and they better own it soon.
You know, Trump has been one on the campaign trail. He railed against the overregulation of the Obama administration, and he pledged to sign legislation, this legislation, should it reach his desk. And so this is going to be very interesting because, as you know, Sam, many people who occupy a seat of power, they are tempted to go back on their word and retain that power, as much power as possible. And so this is going to be interesting. Trump, will Trump sign this bill? It will take away some of his power. It's the right thing to do, and we, you and I, we need to make sure that he does the right thing and sign this bill. And
you got to pray for Donald, you got to pray for Congress, and you got to put very hardcore but polite political pressure. Let's call it a polite full press. Is there such a thing?
That's right. We hope that he'll be a president who keeps his word and decides to cleanse the Oval Office of the arrogance with which it has been infected, Sam, for decades.
Amen to that. One of the things I like about this bill, too, we're talking about the RAINS regulations, just so you know. But they say they call it the Need of Scrutiny Act. Oh, boy, howdy, is that the fact, huh?
Well, I'll say.
The Need of Scrutiny Act. I love it.
And by the way, scrutiny, if you look up the word scrutiny, it is more than just a glance. It's a much, much, much more than just a mere glance at something.
Oh, it's hardcore digging in, isn't it?
It's down in the ditches, digging through the details of the thing. Scrutiny means a close examination, a detailed examination of the act or the proposed regulation. So this is still very promising. It'll actually put us back in the direction that the founders wanted, where all rulemaking power is vested in the Congress, the U.S. Congress.
Now, they say they're going to come out of the gate with a new Congress getting rid of Obamacare. We pray they can remain true to that. For starters, we're going to watch the first 100 days very, very carefully indeed. Now, while this is all happening, the Utah legislature is doing a bunch of things. Lowell's got an update, sir.
Right. They are, you know, putting together their bills and so forth. They're preparing for the upcoming legislative session, which begins the last week in January here in Utah. And
I get scared whenever these sessions are happening, by the way. It just gets
hold
crazy.
Hold on to your pocketbooks, ladies and gentlemen. No man's property is safe when the legislature is in session. I think Samuel Longhorn Clemens is the one who first said that, and was he ever right? So to help our legislators know what we liberty-minded citizens were concerned about, what we wanted them to do, what we wanted them to support or oppose, we put together...
All right, hold on. We'll talk about exactly what you're doing and how people can help in just seconds. Don't mean to cut you off, but want you to rock and roll in seconds. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on Liberty Roundtable Live.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, they do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke. Because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, Lul Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We're talking right now about the Utah legislative session that's about to kick in. And folks, hold on to your wallet, Lul was saying. Lul?
That's right. No man's property is safe when the legislature is in session. So a bunch of us liberty-minded groups got together last Thursday morning at a breakfast meeting and put together, and these are groups like Utah Grassroots, Vaccine Freedom, Agency-Based Education, Campaign for Liberty, and others. Various representatives from these groups came and spoke, and they talked to the legislators of Utah. So basically it was a recorded session. The recording is being made available to all 104 of our legislators, and they're going to hear basically what we want them to support in the upcoming session and what we want them to oppose. The event was kicked off by Carolyn Alder, who talked about the evolution and destruction of the original Electoral College. You can find more information about this in a 100-page booklet by the same title if you're so interested, and she is right on. She goes right back to the foundations of the Electoral College and explains why it's such a great college, great way to elect a president, which we are not using today, by the way. Also joining us via Skype was Andy Schlafly, who, among other things, encouraged us to voice our support of liberty-minded U.S. Supreme Court justice candidates to the Trump administration. Candidates like U.S. Senator Mike Lee, and his brother Thomas, who now serves on the Utah Supreme Court. Andy was saying that there are several. There's, you know, probably half a dozen of the justices on Trump's short list of potential appointees who are really, really good on most all liberty issues. And so in order to replace Justice Scalia, we're going to need Trump to choose a really good liberty-minded justice. And he's recommending that you and I, through social media, push the names of these good people with the Trump administration. You know, they have Twitter accounts, they have social media accounts. The Trump administration is all ears when it comes to these issues. So we should be, you know, hitting them with our support of these good people. Now, in the 3 minutes allotted to me at this breakfast last Thursday, I spent 2 minutes talking about the importance of state sovereignty, and 1 minute on the importance of ranked choice voting. Maybe next Monday, Sam, I'll want to spend more time on this ranked choice voting, why it's so helpful, why it would be such a blessing to the voters of this country to be able to express their true preferences in any election instead of just voicing their protest against the lesser of two evils. And we've talked about that before a little bit on our show here, but I would really like to dig deep maybe next week on this ranked choice voting, also known as preference voting.
Yeah, it's really the view of the founders, isn't it?
Well, they wanted the very best men or women to be elected, and so how do you achieve that, right?
And they wanted a democratic process from the start when it comes to you and I and our involvement. Then they also wanted to give a check and a balance to that with a republic style government, which means, you know what, representatives would do our day-to-day service, but they wanted them to be accountable to us. And what we've done now, in my humble opinion, is we've created a situation where, hey, a lot of money and a lot of media coverage, you know, becomes the order of the day. That's not what the founders intended. And when you put together all these different ways that they manipulate the votes and divide us into parties and do all these different things, then you kind of set us up, in my mind, for failure when it comes to true representation, right?
Well, that's right. They did not want the election of a person to be subject to the media. They wanted them to be subject to the electorate, the normal common citizens. They wanted 30,000 citizens per representative, for example, and they wanted the senators of each state to be chosen by the legislatures of those of each state. And yet today we've really gone a long way down the path toward a democracy, which is not what the founders wanted to have happen.
We dismantled the checks and balances that we absolutely depend on for the proper role of limited government. All right, by the way, you had an opportunity to lead a meeting last Friday. It's the Highland meeting, for those who are in Utah. It's every month, well-known. Tom Butler and others put that together. Usually they were both out of town and put Lowell Nelson in charge, huh?
When the cats are waved, the mice may play. No, we had a lot of fun there. It was absolutely stunning content. Connor Boyack, who is the founder and president of Utah Libertas Institute, which is a free market think tank here in Utah, he discussed civil asset forfeiture, or which is really a euphemism for civil asset confiscation. And then also Christine Stenquist, who is a brain tumor survivor turned cannabis advocate, she was there and discussed the future of medical cannabis in Utah. These were somewhat controversial topics, as you might gather, but they are likely to surface during the legislative session in Utah that begins later this month, and that's why we tackled them. So asset forfeiture was number one. Cannabis, number two. Number three was constitutional carry. Former representative, state representative Kurt Oda, who had served in our state legislature for 12 years and known as the gun guy here in Utah, he came and discussed constitutional carry and the difference from permitted carry. And then lastly, Connor reprised this with a discussion of private property rights in the context of state regulation of rental property via what he calls VRBO, or vacation rentals by owner, or which is another something just like Airbnb. And so these three people, and so each one had 10, 20, 30 minutes to speak, and then we also had a Q&A at the end where all three were up in front in panel-type discussion. And they knocked it out of the park, Sam. It was very, very informative, informational, educational, and fun. So whoever missed that meeting, you know, missed a great meeting. I wanted to mention on your show, I know it's a nationally syndicated show, but these types of issues are the very issues which will show up in your state legislature, or most likely similar issues this year. If you're in Kansas or Oklahoma or Florida, wherever you live, get engaged at the state level or at the county level or even the community level. That's where things really matter. You know, on a national show, we often talk about national issues, but politics is local. And if you really want to make a change in the political landscape in your community, your county, your state, then you need to be involved locally. That's where you can make the biggest impact, Sam.
Amen to that. There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. We got to work hard. We can do it. And we need to go to meetings. We need to have meetup groups. We need to make a difference. We need to watch our own state legislators. We need to understand the checks and balances of our founders. We need to support audit the Fed. And we certainly need to support the House of Representatives and their support in approving of the RAINS regulations. It's in the need of scrutiny act big time. Now, final point before the end of the hour. We're running out of time. Lowell has so many good subjects to cover always. Ron Paul has an incredible column at ronpaulinstitute.org. Will Obama's, quote, good war in Afghanistan continue? I'm not so sure any of these wars are good wars, but okay. But that's what he called it, is the point, right?
Yeah, he called the war in Afghanistan a good war and the one in Iraq a bad war. He promised that he would get us out of Afghanistan. I don't know if you remember that, 9 years ago. Here it is in 2017. And last week, while mainstream media was obsessing over the CIA's evidence-free claim about the Russians hacking our presidential election, there is President Obama quietly sending 300 U.S. Marines back into Afghanistan's Helmand province.
Yes.
And this is the first time in 3 years, Sam, where the U.S. military has been sent into that conflict zone. And really, in Ron Paul's opinion, represents a final failure of Obama's Afghanistan policy. Yeah, as you remember, Ron Paul promised to bring the troops home. And he says, we just marched in, we can just march home. And that's what he would have done had he been elected president.
And let's be clear, we can march home, but we can also do it methodically and systematically to where we don't leave a problem, but it can be done.
And that would have saved so many lives, not only of U.S. soldiers and Iraqi soldiers and Afghani soldiers, but as countless tens of thousands of civilian deaths and casualties would have been avoided had we just come home. Our policy of intervention it goes way back to 1953 with the overthrow of Iran's leader, orchestrated by the CIA, and we've been meddling in foreign governments ever since. It's so ironic that we would, the mainstream media here in the U.S. would be lambasting Russia for meddling in U.S. elections when for at least the past 50 years, the U.S. has been meddling in elections of other countries.
But let's be clear, we don't even have any proof they've done that. It's all hearsay, it's all this idea, but there's no evidence, not even in their latest release, there's no evidence, by the way. All right, we're out of time, though, but we're going to keep this theme alive about these wars. They're unjust, they're immoral, we don't have the money to fund them, and we need to avoid foreign entanglements, as the Founding Fathers wisely warned. And Lowell Nelson, we'll keep this theme hot, especially as we watch the transition to Donald Trump. Will he really back off a lot of what he criticized? We need to hold his feet to the fire on this for sure, sir.
Absolutely, Sam. Kurt, good to be with you. Thank you so very much.
Godspeed, my friend. We'll chat soon. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, always doing an incredible job on your radio with us every Monday. Man, campaignforliberty.org is just full of good, honest, hardworking people to restore the republic and the traditions of our founders. And man, do we need to give our support to those folks. Thank you, Lowell. Thanks, Kurt. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. We declare this nation shall endure.